Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Drinkers, we are back. It is April 25th, and that is right. This is the week of the NFL draft, the 2022 NFL draft, where the Lions have two first round picks. So the Lions have an exciting Thursday night ahead of us. Us Lions fans have an exciting Thursday night ahead of us. So we have a lot to talk about here on this episode. Before we get into all of it, let's break down who's on the podcast here with us. So we got three-fifths of the Blue Kool-Aid crew, so I'm Big Z. Then we got UJ.
Hey, hey.
And Red Dog.
Hey-yo!
All right. And Bob and Connor are not here, but what we're going to be doing is doing our NFL, or our final mock draft. You know, we're not doing what we did before, which is like going through the simulator and making a pick collectively. We're each doing our own mock draft. We're going to go by round. But Bob and Connor sent in there, so we'll say what their mock draft is as well. So that's what we'll be doing. And before we get into all of it, I do want to mention something that happened this morning. Going into last like month and a half, betting wise, Aiden Hutchinson has been the front runner to be the number one pick, like easily, like -250, which is pretty heavy. Trayvon Walker was like 3-1 almost. But over the course of the weekend and then this morning, those odds completely reversed. So now Trayvon Walker is expected to be the number one pick based on a lot of insider reporting. Just a crazy switcheroo in the last 24 hours. So unless something changes, it appears Trayvon Walker is more likely to be number one pick than Hutchinson or any other quarterback. So
that's a new thing.
Watch him go like a whole nother direction.
I'm just going by, you know, Peter King did his final mock draft. He said he had someone close. These sources can leak it out because it's the number one pick. It's not going to affect their team. There's no reason for them, you know, to hide.
I hope they
do
something crazy, like take Trent McDuffie at one.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Everyone away there.
But just fascinating. So I mean, just consider that. When you do your mock draft, that's I just want to throw that out there. The betting odds are now -200 for Trayvon Walker, and then 2-1 odds for Hutchinson to be that first overall pick. So, if you really think Hutchinson's still their guy, put your money down on him. But I'm really liking it because, and I think all of us are. We didn't think we had a chance at Hutch, and now we think we might. Why do you guys think those odds have changed? What did you think they like about Walker over Hutchinson? It's got to be the upside athletically, right? Geez.
Well, you know, Big Z, just sort of off the subject, but I thought they were not going to go after Hutch either, but I didn't think it was going to be Trayvon Walker.
Yeah.
In the last week or so, I've been thinking that Ekem Ekwonu is my guy. Because I figured they've got a lot of guys in free agency this year, and maybe they do need some edge help, but they want to protect Trevor Lawrence. So, I really think, and I've been watching films of this guy, and him and Evan Neal, and to me, that Ekwonu stands out to me, and he's just a monster of a player.
And Ekwonu's 4-1, so he's still in the conversation, at least, for them.
Yeah.
Odds-wise. Vegas.
So, anyway, that's my bent right now.
Yeah. Fascinating to see that switch, though, over the course of the weekend. 2.5-1, actually. Sorry, Hutchinson. So even further.
You got to love it this time of year. Like, the slightest thing happens, and all of a sudden, everything changes. And it all means exactly maybe jack squat. So that's what.
I mean, so this funny, seems more than smokescreens, the Trayvon Walker stuff for the past 24 hours.
But if you
want
to just talk about Trayvon Walker, it's hard to ignore his athletic profile when you're drafting a guy who basically profiles as one of, if not the most athletic defensive ends to ever come out of the draft, or just D lineman.
Yeah. The thing that scares people about him is production in college. It lacked, but
right.
I mean, he had a lot of playmakers around him. So.
I feel like there's a decent answer for that personally because of just kind of the way he was used and what he was asked to do.
Right.
It kind of makes sense that, you know, it just never worked out. Like he was able to do things other people weren't. So on a super talented roster. So he just did those jobs, you know.
Yeah.
He wasn't needed to do what they're going to ask him to do at the next level. But that also kind of left less mileage on him, I think, gave him some different experience that he might not really, you know, have gotten otherwise. So, benefit.
Yeah, it's fascinating. It's as crazy. This is like a less predictable number one pick than we've had in a while. any NFL draft. So
yeah,
to see these numbers switch this close, I thought was fascinating, but really exciting. So, I mean, let's get into it. I mean, since we're already talking about the number one pick and such.
Okay.
We'll start with you, UJ, with your the Lions' number two pick in the 2022 NFL draft will be
Aiden Hutchinson.
Yeah, that's what I have, too. I have him as well.
I kind of lost hope for a while, but in the last week I saw, before this Trayvon Walker news came out with Jacksonville,
Aiden Hutchinson for real.
I was thinking Ikwanu was going to be their pick because I thought they'd go O-line because there's a couple just studs here. But I see Hutchinson falling to us, and man, I couldn't be happier if that's the case. So, man, I'd love to see him in a Lions uniform. It'll be awesome. It'll be great. Yeah. So that's my guy.
It's really exciting. And Rud Dog, you have Hutchinson as well?
I do. I just think, you know, I do think Trayvon Walker actually makes a lot of sense as the number one pick. If you're looking for pass rush or D-line help, you're looking at a guy who has as much upside as you could hope for as in a prospect. I know there's questions, but there's questions in every prospect. You know, Hutchinson's the one guy there's no questions about, so I guess you could look at it. Maybe they want to go safe, but I have a feeling they're going to go high upside. And the guy who fits for, I just think fits so perfectly to the Lions. I think there's a reason. Like, I don't even know necessarily think Hutchinson should be the number one overall pick, but he definitely should be our pick at number two. And I'm going to be so excited if this happens.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. I'm super pumped. I have Hutchinson as well, as I said. You know, the production was outstanding in college. I really hope you can bring that over here. But I think he has, like, the leadership quality, too, that the Lions, like, kind of a – he'll give the Lions an identity on defense. I think they've lacked for a long time. And
for sure.
And he can absolutely bring it.
Absolutely.
He's a monster, man. He's 6'6".
Yeah, and I like him. I like how he does against the run rather than, like, a Thibodeau, who has probably a higher – Thibodeau probably has a higher upside pass rushing-wise. But
right.
Not, I don't think against the run, which the Lions need. They need to stop the run after watching like the Aquarius just get blown off the ball.
You know what I love about pass rushing though in the NFL is that there's so many ways to do it and so many ways to do it well that like I'm not worried. I think he meets the athletic traits. Like, yeah, maybe Thibodeau might have some elite step or something in those longer arms, but clearly Hutchinson did it better in college, right? Like he won.
Right.
He sacked more often, and like he found ways to win. And you see it with guys like, I don't know, like J.J. Watt at his best was not necessarily like a speedster. He just destroyed people. You know, like there's so many ways to win with if you have the right tool set, and he's got enough to go around.
There's an effect, too, that I see. If you get a guy like Hutch out there, like he's going to improve our middle rush. You know what I mean? Like right now, no one really keys on our ends too much, even though, you know, we had a couple decent guys out there. But you put Hutch out there, they're going to have to game plan him. And that's going to open up things for like Anzarike and guys like that coming up the middle. So, I mean, I see a, you know, that ripple effect happening with our line.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to go off what Bob and Connor have here, Bob also went with Hutchinson. Got a feeling he will be there, and this is no brain. That's what he put. And then Connor went with Trayvon Walker. So,
Connor.
I don't hate that.
I mean, if the Jaguars don't go, if the Jaguars don't go, Walker. I mean, like we were talking about before, Walker just massive upside, ridiculously. He tested out of this world, a 272, 4.5, 140, 262, 20, 154, 10 yard, 10 foot three broad jump, and this guy's 270 again.
And I feel like the thing people always forget to mention about him because of all those freaky stats is his arm length. Because everyone gets all excited about that, and then they forget to mention about this guy whose arms out length in everybody's. What, it's like 84 inches or something ridiculous?
Yeah,
like that?
It's 3 1/4 inches longer than Hutchinson's wingspan.
And how longer than Thibodeau's?
So Trayvon Walker, 35 1/2, Thibodeau, 33 1/8. So two and a quarter.
Yeah, so he's, I mean, just saying, he's got it all. Physically.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't think any of us would be upset if we took Walker at 2.
Nope. Mm-mm. Wouldn't be upset about that either.
But I think we want to target
Thibodeau for that matter.
What if we went Thibodeau?
I'd be psyched. I'd be so psyched. The dude is a beast on film, and you can see it. And if they think he's got the right stuff, because that's the thing. I don't know about him. I can't answer the questions because I can't talk to the guy. But you know the Lions have, and if they believe he has the right mentality to fit this locker room, then I can't wait to see that tool set on in a Lions uniform.
In Peter King's article, he has the Lions going with Thibodeau because he's, again, so just to distinguish, Trayvon Walker, he heard from a source that's who they're picking. But in terms of Thibodeau, he's hearing rumors about the Lions being smitten with him. So there's a difference in the two. One was like a direct source, and the other is like kind of rumor mill. So just so you know that. But Thibodeau would be. Well, I think we get on board. We drink the Kool-Aid if we went Thibodeau. But none of us are picking him.
It wouldn't be hard.
I really have no problem with either one of those three guys. You know,
honestly,
and they're going to make us a lot better.
Right. Yeah. I agree. And the way I feel about this pick is, honestly, you could go with any of those three guys. You could go with the next three D linemen available who, you know, meet like whatever the first round grades. I don't care if we're picking top D linemen to improve our pass rush. That's what we need, like, really bad. So I'll be excited if we add a good pass rusher there.
Yeah. All right. So all of us for Hutchinson, except Connor goes Trayvon Walker. So that's how the number two overall pick goes. Now I'm sure we're going to start deviating a lot more the rest of the draft here. So number 32 pick in the draft. I'm just going to read Connor's and Bob's really quick. So Connor goes into Kobe Dean, the linebacker out of Georgia. And Bob goes Dax Hill out of Michigan, double dipping on U of M. Jameson Williams is the only wideout worth a first rounder, but he will be gone. Yes, Jameson Williams would definitely not be here at 32. Let's start with Rud Dog here. Who did you go with at 32?
At 32, I went Treylon Burks. Mm. If he's there, I think he could just be such a beast for us and do so many good things to make our offense that much more explosive.
What does he add that we don't have in terms of wide receiver, do you think?
I mean, his size and speed, and he's unique, the unique player. I mean, he can do any type. I know he was used more as like what you talked about, like he was used more gadgety, so he didn't get to do his outside game, but he clearly demonstrates the ability to, you know, blow it up on the outside. He's big, he's strong, he's explosive, and I just think you can't go wrong with a guy like that. I mean, you see it with guys like AJ Brown and DK Metcalf. I know he's not as fast as Metcalf, but you just see these guys, they come to the league and they're just so big and powerful and strong. They just they have a tendency to just come into the league and kind of dominate smaller cornerbacks and things like that. Like, they just feel, you know, they put it all together. And not, you know, not all of them, but I think he has a good chance of doing it.
All right. UJ.
All right. Interesting choice with the receiver there. You know, it's not a position of super need, but it is a position of need. And I think if we had a quality receiver, it would truly, truly help this team. Along that vein, I'm going to go with Christian Watson. I have a feeling this guy is going to be very coveted. And, you know, I don't think he's going to last much past this pick. So, and some people call this a reach.
The Lions have 34.
Well, I know that. I realize that. But I'm taking him here. I'm not taking a chance of losing this guy, because I think he has a chance to be super special. And then when we talk about, like, the Trayvon Walker and his incredible physical traits, well, you can say the same thing about Christian Watson with his traits and his speed and everything else. He's elite in those categories. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have the experience some of these other guys have in bigger competition, but this guy can be probably just super potential. And I think I think they're going to fall in love with his physical traits. And so I'm going with Christian Watson. And the Lions are going to beat a lot of teams of the punch here that are hoping they can get this kid. So it may be a reach to a lot of people, but I don't think so. I say Christian Watson at 32.
Rod Dog, you think that's a reach? I think it's a reach.
Not at all. I mean, he has the physical traits to be everything you want in a number one receiver. Whether or not, you know, you can get that out of him is, I think that's going to be sort of where you look to your coaches and think, they talk to this kid and they say, does he have the ability to learn and put to use what we teach him? And if they think so, then, I mean, that's a huge upside. He's huge. He's fast.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see why not.
6'4", 4'3", 6'40", 11.
Wait, say that again, that speed.
4'3", 6'40", 11.
Wait, say it again.
11'4" broad jump, too, so.
Ridiculous. Yeah, that's Superman.
6'4", 208.
Phenomenal.
23 years old.
He was just a pure speedster. He produced in college too, right? I mean, he wasn't just like wasn't like a kick returner speedster who they wanted to turn into a receiver.
Yeah, and he I mean, his stock has skyrocketed since he was at the Senior Bowl, which the Lions are coaches at. So
that's right.
I mean, that's absolutely a definite factor. Little issues with drops in college, 12 in his last few seasons. What I've read about him is he's got a lot of work to do on his route running. And I don't know if I think it's a reach, UJ. I just don't see the Lions in this and Brad Holmes going with receiver when there's bigger, I think, more important needs on the team. So I'll just go with my pick. Arnold Ibukete, the edge rusher out of Penn State. The Lions doubled down on the defensive line, especially the edge.
Really? That's interesting.
So let me tell you about him. 6'2", 250. So a pure edge rusher. Out of Penn State, he had 9.5 sacks this past year. Second team All-American. 4'6", 5'40". Didn't do the broad jump, but 1.69, 10 yard. This is a guy that just... He has some work to do on the run, but I think he, just like everything I've read about him, super high motor. This guy never gives up on a play. He shows up on tape as making tackles like 20 yards downfield. Not to say that's like all his tape. I'm just saying this is a guy that has a high motor. Doesn't quit, and I think that's going to match what Hutchinson does too. Another guy is a high motor guy, and this is going to totally revamp the pass rush in one draft, which we have desperately needed for such a long time. Mel Kiper, I don't know, whatever you think about him, he's higher on him than probably anybody. He has him like going in top 15 in the draft.
Bad signs, Big Z. Bad sign. You're using Mel Kiper's
advice. I'm just saying he has him going even higher than a lot of people have him.
You
want
to know something funny though? Speaking of comparing to, you know, his talking heads, and you guys always give me crap when I feel like, especially like maybe Connor and Bob, when I talk about Walter Football, And it just so happens that Connor's first three picks, oh, wait, I can't spoil it yet, but they just happen to be very similar to WalterFootball.com.
So, again, that's Arnold Ibukete. He's from Penn State. Ibukete, sorry. I'm slightly mispronouncing. He was at Temple for 3 years and then transferred to Penn State and just crushed it. And by all accounts, just a really good locker room guy, super like positive heads down attitude, which you like to hear as well. And I think this guy will fit perfectly in what the Lions are trying to do. This is a, we got two kneecap biters in my mock draft. So this is a guy, relentlessness, I think is a key. You can teach the, you can teach the, what do you call technique, but it's hard to teach a motor, in my opinion. You either have it or you don't.
Yeah.
And I really like that. That's one of the reasons I don't like Thibodeau to a degree, because I don't think he has that, like, absolute killer instinct. But anyways, I go too passionate. But just Connor had N'Kobe Dean going 32, and when I did my final mock draft, I saw N'Kobe Dean there, and I picked Ibukete instead. What do you guys think of N'Kobe Dean at 32? Yay or nay?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm such mixed on N'Kobe Dean. He's an excellent football player, but just his size kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough.
He's just so small.
But he's so instinctual. He gets away with it.
I know. He's a great player.
And that's the thing that I racked my brain about. It took me a long time to, like, kind of come to this. It's like it's an important life decision, but
these are important life decisions. 5'11. What are you talking about?
5'11, 230. and a frame that doesn't seem like, or at least people that, you know, rate this stuff, what say it's kind of, he's like fully filled out his frame. There's not like much to.
Yeah, is he Tulloch again? Is Tulloch his upside? Like, maybe he's a little faster. I don't know. But like, Tulloch was a really good instinctual linebacker who was tough and tougher and stuff. But when his deficiencies in coverage often were because he was just so damn short.
Yeah,
5'11".
Exactly.
Right.
Like, he was not a bad cover guy. He just short.
I mean, this guy's been nothing but successful everywhere he's gone. Yep.
He's definitely worth a pick. I'm just not sure it's here.
Yeah, it's so tough because you really like what he did in college. It's just, can he do it in the NFL? I love the instincts, but
if I saw more potential to dominate, I don't know. Yeah. I'd be more excited.
It pained me because I know the Lions really need a linebacker. They need one forever, and I did not go with it. But
what
if
Devin Lloyd's
see.
There? Would you take him?
I would take him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'd take Devin Lloyd, not
Quay
heartbeat.
Walker? I was really playing around with Quay Walker.
Well, let's move on to 34. Did you take him there?
Let's,
at 32.
Let's do that.
Did Quay Walker go at 33 in your mind? Because let's move on to 34. So the first pick, or the second pick in the second round here, it goes to the Lions at 32, then the Jaguars, then back to the Lions at 34. So Rud Dog, who did you go with? Did you go with Quay?
No.
Okay.
Who do you have?
Because you were asking about him at 32.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was really considering him there.
So who do you got?
Yeah.
Okay, calm yourselves. I went with, and this is one where I think I'm going to get some grief, but I just think this is the pick, and you can probably guess who, but it's Troy Anderson. I just think this kid has as much upside as any prospect in this draft when you consider his physical traits matched with just the way he managed to adapt to every situation in college and just dominate at it. And I just think he's not going to last long. So I don't think he's going to be there by 66. So we pull the trigger on him at 34.
UJ, what do you think? Troy Anderson at 34?
Well, you're not going to believe this, but yes. I struggle with this one.
Yes!
Because...
Did you go Troy Anderson at 34 too?
Believe it or not. But it was a struggle between that and Chad Muma. Because now here's why, though. I'm just going to tell you my feeling on it, just from watching football over the years and players that have truly difference makers on teams. And two linebackers that stand out in my mind are Brian Urlacher and Help me.
Kuechly?
Kuechly. Luke Kuechly, okay? And Troy Andersen, and I think Chad Mumba, actually both, they fit that sort of mold. They're big, you know, 6'3", 6'4", 240-plus, can cover the whole field, run like a deer, and they're good tacklers. Mumba's probably the better tackler right now. I mean, Troy Andersen maybe needs a little help in certain categories, but his physical tools are ridiculous, and his 40-yard dash speed, come on, give it to me. I know you guys know it.
Andersen, 4.42, yeah.
Thank you. That is awesome. I mean, this guy can
1.47 10-yard split, by the way.
And no, I just we'll have one of those middle linebackers that'll be there, three down linebacker that's going to cover people, that's going to make tackles. He's going to be all over the field, and I think he'll be a
he's only going to get better.
Game changer. And I think a lot of people think pretty highly of this kid, and I don't know. I think we'd be lucky to like get this guy. So it's a tough. There's some good linebackers out there. There's no doubt about it.
There are.
It's just the tools that these guys have that they can cover the whole field and their size. That's the thing in a Kobe Dean. If the Kobe Dean was 6'3" or 6'2" even, I'd probably in a heartbeat take him over it. But him being 5'11" just
see, here's one thing I don't get. That's one thing where it's like you got N'Kobe. Why do I get N'Kobe Dean who can run pretty fast at, you know, 5'11", 230, and when I can get Troy Andersen who can run faster at, you know, 6'4", 245 plus or whatever he's going to be. But I'm just saying there's a few guys who have all the physical traits you want in a linebacker, and there's a lot of them. Like, that's why I mentioned Quay Walker, because he's got the height and speed combo that you want. I know, like, you
well,
got
good,
small instincts.
Because that's my 34th pick, is Quay
Walker.
Oh,
all right. Yeah, baby.
6 foot three and a half, so almost 6'4", 240, probably 6'4 in cleats, 241. Only started 1 year at Georgia, but as we've talked about, Georgia's defense just ridiculous. 4'5", 240, so he has the speed. 1.59, 10 yards, so slightly slower than Troy Andersen, but just much more accomplished. I think he has better lateral skills, too, than whatever, and definitely a sure tackler.
Much more accomplished at what, Z?
Playing linebacker.
No.
I just think he has the better size and length and the sure tackling skills to be an every-down linebacker for this Lions team. And I think it's perfect. I actually almost like him better than N'Kobe Dean, at least in terms of upside for the NFL.
Oh, so, I do too.
Yeah,
I am super happy. So I've got my two edge rushers and a linebacker. We are reshaping this defense into the meme machine here in my mock draft, at least.
Can't say I don't like it. Hey, I just want to tell you, someone else I considered here was that scene from the safety from
Georgia.
I just want to throw that out there because I was really torn. I almost wanted to take him here, but I went with the linebacker instead of the safety.
It was tough. So Bob went Dax Hill at 32. I don't know if I mentioned their 34th. So he went Christian Watson at 34, UJ.
Oh, okay.
Which I also think might be a little bit of a reach, but it's less of a reach than yours, obviously, by two picks. But,
yeah, by two.
And then Connor went with Lewis Cine, who you mentioned, out of Georgia.
Okay, yeah. Good. That's a good pick. I like both those picks. So.
I wouldn't mind that at safety either. I'm all about, I think, defense here early in the draft. Now, and Bob and Rud Dog went with a receiver, all Watson.
Who did Bob get?
He went Watson at 34, sorry.
Yeah.
Watson.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christian Watson. Yeah.
Oh, no, nice.
He just didn't do it at 32. Nice. He did it at 34.
Right.
That's awesome.
And Rud Dog, what was your 32nd pick again?
My 32nd pick.
Traylon Burks, that's right. So you guys all went receiver in the top 34 here. Just based on Brad Holmes' history, I don't think the Lions are going to go wide receiver in the top 34, unless a guy like Jameson Williams falls, which is highly unlikely. But that's just my opinion, just based on kind of the history and where the Lions need help. I mean, they need a lot of help, but I think they can get away with it more a receiver than some of these important defensive positions. But so the just to recap, the three picks the Lions have in this draft. Connor went Trayvon Walker, N'Kobe Dean, Lewis Cine. Bob went Hutchinson, Dax Hill, Christian Watson. I went Aiden Hutchinson, Arnold Ibukiti, and Quay Walker. Rud Dog, you went with Hutchinson, Burks, and Troy Anderson. And then UJ, you went with Hutchinson as well, Christian Watson. And Troy Anderson.
I like the way he laughs when he says Troy Anderson. He just laughs like it's some kind of joke.
I would be shocked. I would be absolutely shocked.
Why?
I think he could be there in the third round.
Well, maybe he could.
Well, then it'd be even better. Maybe we'll get him there.
I just think his tackling issues are that.
I think your issues are
just
that.
Yeah, I think you got issues. Yeah, right.
Well, let's go down to that third round, shall we? So Lions go from 34 to 66. Mm. So now we move down to the third round, and this is where it's going to get really interesting. Lions go so many different ways. I'm just going to say what Connor and Bob have really quick. Connor went Christian Watson at 66. Now, I think a lot of us would be surprised if he is there at 66.
Did you say Christian Watson?
Yeah, yeah. I did say Christian Watson. He won't be there.
He won't be there.
I don't think so.
And then Bob at 66. Christian Harris, the linebacker out of Alabama.
Oh yeah,
I wouldn't mind grabbing Christian Harris at 66 if he falls there. I don't know if it will, but I would not be mad with that. That seems to be right. Harris, right. That'd probably fall a little low where a lot of people are projecting him.
Another undersized guy with instincts.
Yeah, 6 foot, 226. Alabama linebacker, but 4.44, 40 speed, 1.53, 10-yard, 11-foot broad jump. So, man, there's so many freak athletes in this draft. Almost blending together.
Wasn't he considered one of the, in discussion for top spot for a while?
I think to start the year, yeah. I think he's fallen a little bit just because the size and when you get into it.
A guy like him falling would be awesome.
I mean, I've been going last, so I can start with my third rounder here.
Do it.
So at pick 66, I went with Nick Cross, safety out of Maryland, 6 foot 212, 4.34, 40 yard speed, 1.46, 10 yard speed, 10 foot 10 inch broad jump. So the guy is a freak athlete. Now 6 foot, little short, 212. But I mean, the reason this guy is falling is because he's kind of a wild card on defense, at least in college. He either give up the big play or he will flip the field with an interception. So, I mean, 7 deflected passes, 2 forced fumbles, 3 interceptions his senior year, playing for Maryland. He's a risk taker. I think the Lions can coach up that aspect of it, kind of pick your spots. But, man, that explosive speed and his toughness in the run game, like, it's hard. Not a lot of safeties are forcing multiple fumbles in a year. I think he's extremely versatile as well, and I like the upside for him. So Nick Cross, I like the Lions looking for a safety here. I just love the measurables, so I'm going to go with it. 76-inch wingspan, too. So pretty wide. I just like his I like that attitude. I think we need a guy that a safety that's willing to take a risk every now and then to flip the field, because I think we've been lacking that a little bit.
I think Big Z's thinking defense in this draft.
I have 4 defenders now. So let's go to Rud Dog.
I'd be mad if it went this way, Big Z. Not even for a second. So I had a similar thought, but a slightly different way of going about it.
Yeah.
That is with Texas San Antonio product, Tyreek Willis.
Mm.
At 6'4", 205 pounds, ran a blistering 4.26 40, just insanely fast with a 42-inch vertical jump. Just like, you know, off the charts, athletic traits. Not obviously a completely polished prospect, because a guy with those traits, if he was more polished, would be going high first round.
Yeah.
But, something to work with, something, you know, we saw Iffy start to show what we got to hit out of him early on. Like, if you know, Pleasant and Ben get their hands on this kid, I mean, who knows? The sky's the absolute limit. Like, it could be something awesome.
Yeah. You mentioned his size, right? 6'4".
Yeah, 6'4", like that height. Holy smokes.
Yeah, that height and that speed is pretty ridiculous. It's amazing he didn't make it as a receiver.
I was actually thinking of him part as a potential safety convert. That's why I'm not necessarily pigeonholing him as a cornerback as he's being drafted. With those physical traits, maybe he'd see the field better or roam or something. You know, I'm just saying, as a general defensive back, that's what I'm looking at him as.
Yeah, played wide receiver all through high school, first 2 years of college, and it wasn't working out. So he switched sides, and now he's going to be drafted probably in the first three rounds of this draft because he's not falling the fourth round with that speed. It's just where in the third round he might go. Or if somebody really falls in love with him, he can go into the late second maybe. I've seen it all over the place with him because it does seem like he needs a lot of work. But like you mentioned, Rud Dog is super athletic. UJ, wrap it up for us here. Pick 66 in the third round.
Going with kind of a similar theme here, but I'm my other two might be considered reaches slightly. This one might be a hope that he falls to us. Jalen Petrie from Baylor, safety. I really like this kid, and everything I read about this guy is just good, nothing but good. Super twitchy player, very fast, very instinctual. Likes to roam, got great instincts, super hustle, all these things you want. And I just think he'll be a, I mean, we do kind of need safety. I know we've addressed it in free agency slightly, but no, I think we need to, I think we need a good young prospect that can give us some life to this team. And I think this kid will be really good. I really do. And so Jalen Petrie is my guy.
Nice.
Yeah, 5'11", 200 pounds. His hometown is Stafford, Texas, for whatever that's worth.
Got to be a connection there.
But, projecting as a possible nickel back, too, which is obviously an important.
Right, right. I've read that.
Size for safety is a little small.
Yeah, I know. You know, I mean, not everybody can be that prototypical size. You know, maybe he's an inch or two shorter than you'd ideally like, but, I mean, just everything about this guy is so good. So
you remember Justin Coleman, our nickelback that we got from the Seahawks? So he paid $40 million, and he was terrible.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
He's back on the Seahawks now, actually. It's kind of funny. that was not good. Well, anything from the Patriots era, pretty much not good.
Pretty good.
You go Jalen Petrie out of Baylor. All right, so that was with the 66th pick. Let's now move down to the 97th pick. So this is the compensatory pick the Lions get from Kenny Galladay being let go in free agency, where he didn't score a touchdown for the Giants last year, but the Lions get the highest compensatory pick you possibly get in this draft. So pick number 97. Let's go back to UJ. What are the Lions doing with it? Are they making it worth their while?
I don't know. Some fans might be upset with my pick here, but I think they're going to go tight end. And I'm going to say Jake Ferguson from Wisconsin. And there's a couple reasons here. I think this guy's got a lot of potential. He was a very good college player. His blocking is okay, but not great. And but he's a pretty good receiver. And he's big. He's strong. And here's the thing. Hockenson, we don't know if we'll have him after next year. We don't know what he's going to want. Are the Lions going to think he's worth some major contract? You know, he's been injured up. He's been nicked up and stuff like that.
He hasn't earned it yet.
Well, exactly. That's the thing. But his contract's going to be coming up, and someone's going to want to pay him big. And I don't know if it's going to be us. We got to work on that position. We're still lacking at that position in a lot of ways. So I think this is a good time to get a guy like this, a really solid player out of Wisconsin. And I think he'll be an instant contributor. I mean, not a starter necessarily, but I think he'll see decent playing time in his rookie year and potential, long-term potential, is what I like about him. So
do you not think that's a reach there? I think that's a big reach, like by two rounds.
Well, it depends on, I've been reading a lot of stuff about these, and it is to some people, and some people think it's fair.
I don't, if that pick happens, class. I'm just going to predict that the Lions fans will not like that pick. Maybe just because the tight end position in general just has a taboo.
No, you may be right, but it's something we have to address, though. I mean, we're picking up all these guys. We have like seven tight ends on the roster that are all a bunch of nobodies that, you know, nobody's really expecting much out of any of these guys. We need some help there. And especially depending on what happens with Hock after next year, you know, the pitch, it has to be addressed. And I just think this might be a good spot to get a tight end. It might not be him, but he's the guy I went with. So I'm sticking with it, man.
All right.
Yeah, sticking with my pick. It.
Roll with it. Rud Dog, what do you have?
I have us going on offense again as well, but with a wide receiver this time, Alec Pierce. Out of
two wide receivers in this draft.
Yeah. Hey, you heard. You heard
Randall L.
What's his face?
Antoine Randall L.
Thank you, him. You heard Randall L. saying it. He wanted to draft too, so I could see this. I mean, here's the thing. What I like about these picks, you get Burks, and then you get Pierce, and Pierce is like Burks, built similarly, 6'3", like he's 217, big, thickly strong, powerful athlete. Ran well at the combine, explosive, just. I love this idea of putting a bunch of big, fast receivers out there, not unlike the way the Packers have with all their big, fast receivers. But you imagine St. Brown running around with all these giants, like how easy it'd be for him to get lost in that shuffle. Like, I don't know. I just love the idea of thinking that. Anyway, this kid I think could be our mid round receiver addition that turns into a stud.
I love that one. I think that's great. 6'3", real freak athlete, good verticality. Out of Glen Ellyn, Illinois, Glenbard West High School, west of Chicago. I don't hate that one at all. I'd be excited with that. And he was not there in my mock draft when I did my final mock. So I did not roll with him, but I like it. If he's there, I do not mind that at all. I'm going to go, or I'll tell you who I went with. I went Calvin Austin out of Memphis. So really tiny guy. He's 5'7.5". I think the Lions going to like hide him behind the offensive line and hand him the ball and do like an end around. Nobody will know he's there. if you're that tiny, you got to have speed. And he has it. 4.32, 40 yard speed, 1.44, 10 yard, and 11'3". Broad jump and a 39-inch vertical. So the guy has the athleticism to at least match.
Yeah.
And I think the Lions, that's what I think he's like going to be he could be a better version of Khalif Raymond, but the only thing that bothers me is that we signed Khalif Raymond for a 2-year contract that I still will never get understand. I hope he outperforms it. But I still don't understand the contract. But I do think he has really good ball skills. And could be a perfect like wide receiver 3 in the Lions offense for what the type of offense that we're running. I'd be really good cut speed. Again, really tiny, but I think that's okay in the scheme that we're trying to run with Goff and our new offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson. So sure. I think he fits right there.
Like he had Brandon Cooks when he was at the Rams, right?
Yeah. Brandon Cooks has been around a lot of places, but that was one of them.
You're saying he was when he was successful, he had a speedy, little speedy guy.
Yep. So to go with or finish it out here, Connor with pick number 97 with Marcus Jones, a cornerback out of Houston. And Bob went cornerback as well, but out of Arkansas, Monteric Brown. So those are their picks close out the third round, the compensatory picks. Or the compensatory pick, I should say. And then the Lions don't have a fourth rounder. Traded it away. So now we go down to the fifth round, pick 177. I'll say really quick what Connor and Bob have. So Connor goes Hassan Haskins, the running back out of Michigan. So Lions addressing running back.
Oh, wow.
And then at pick 177 for Bob, is Terrell Barnard, a linebacker out of Baylor. A little small, but athletic blitzing linebacker is what he writes. So let's go to Rudd Dog now with the Lions' fifth round pick at pick 177.
This is one of my favorite picks in the draft. If we get this guy, I'm going to be really excited. Easy. Leo Chanel out of Wisconsin.
Hmm.
Ooh. Oh, this dude is like, he's got traits of a throwback linebacker at 6'3", 250, you know, a true like box linebacker, but he's also got physical traits of like a modern linebacker, ran a 4.53, a vertical of 40.5 inches, like a broad jump, 128 inches, absolute freak, monster, explosive, powerful athlete. He looks like a man amongst boys when he tackles. He's just thick muscle through the shoulders, just beast. God, I would love to get this guy on the team. There's got to be a role for a dude with physical traits like that.
I mean, do you think he'll be there in the fifth round? No, I've seen second, third round grade on him. This is the
I don't know.
Round.
This is my imaginary draft, Big Z.
All right, fair enough. I don't know. I was just curious if you had anybody else on the board at that point besides him that you were considering. But I just don't know if he'll be. I don't think he'll be there personally. But you'd think he will.
Well,
Mark.
I hope.
I mean,
you're
I'd
wrong.
Love it. Obviously, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, he'd probably go. I don't know. I could see him going a lot earlier, but whatever.
UJ.
Okay. This is an interesting pick for me, but I got to go with it because I don't know if he'll be here at this point, but. Bailey Zappe, quarterback.
Yeah, oh, there it is. Finally.
Yes. All this Malik Willis talk and all that. It'd be interesting if they pick Malik Willis. He has incredible upside. It could be interesting, but I don't think they're going to go quarterback in this draft. I think they're going to build this mostly defense, and we're going to build this team up. They're going to trust Goff for at least another year. But why not add a developmental quarterback? This guy was super productive in college. I mean, come on. Almost 6,000 yards passing, 62 touchdown passes in one season. And by all accounts, this guy's just a tremendous leader on the field. Why not take a shot at this guy? Let him compete with the other guys in the room and see what he can do. I mean, why not have a guy like this? He's not going to start right away. I wouldn't even expect it. But have him in that quarterback room competing with these guys, I mean, his leadership qualities and that just. You talk about production, you know, you guys talk about some of these players and their production doesn't match their numbers or whatever the hell it is. Well, this guy had the production hands. I mean, so much production.
Yeah, is that
like
the record?
Ridiculous production. Ridiculous.
That the touchdown record.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow's record.
But, he may be slightly smaller than certain guys and all that, you know, but I really love this kid. And
UJ, is this your Brady? Like, is this your Brady?
This
pick?
Is my
like,
Tom Brady comparison guy. Yeah.
You know, this could be. He's the exact. I mean, granted, Tom Brady had the height, but.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he looked like an emaciated, like.
So you can laugh at me all you want, but I'm taking Bailey Zappe, quarterback, Western Kentucky.
Yeah. I don't hate that. In the fifth round, you know, it is what it is. And what are the Lions doing with David Blough? I'm not sure what they're.
I have no idea what they're doing with him.
Confusing.
No idea.
He doesn't inspire much like excitement whatsoever. So.
Yeah, he must provide a lot in the film room to keep him around because I'm not sure.
He's the only guy who knows how to work the projector. We need that guy.
Yeah. I don't hate it. I do not hate it. And UJ, you know, I said it was a. I thought it. The reason I mentioned it was a stretch for Ferguson in the third is because I have him in the fifth here at pick 177. Oh,
okay. Okay. All right, cool.
I mean, I would be happy with him. I do think the Lions will target a tight end at some point in this draft, I think fifth round or later.
Yeah.
I think, like you mentioned, he does have a little bit of work to do blocking, but he's a very willing blocker, and but his ball skills are very good, and I think that's what the Lions need, especially if Hawk is out or injured. I do think Brock Wright showed a lot of that last year, the ball skills, actually.
He did.
His blocking needed some work. TJ Hawkinson's blocking still needs work, which, you know, another conversation. But
yes, he does.
Yeah, I Jake Ferguson, I think he could be a solid tight end, too, in the NFL for a while, and I think he fits what the Lions offense is looking for. So I did not think twice about that one. So I mentioned Connor and Bob's. So let's move on now. So we got two more picks left. It's been an exciting draft, folks.
Ooh, baby.
Let's go to pick 181. So this is four picks later. Let's go to Red Dog.
All right. I like this pick as well. I'd be pretty excited if we land this kid because it seems appropriate. Because I'm looking at his player comparison, and he just happens to compare to someone we just signed, Deshaun Elliott. And the player I'm talking about is Smoke Monday.
Mm. What?
Also one of the best names in the draft.
Well, just for that alone, we have to draft this guy.
Right?
Smoke
his
Monday.
His comparison is Deshaun Elliott. But, I mean, I like his physical traits. He's big, 6'2", 207, ran a 4.52, where speed was some of his concerns, I guess. I don't know. Big athletic. Enough safety with an attitude, a fierce field demeanor. So, I mean, you know, we want to add some talent to that safety position. I like his potential to maybe contribute early on.
You know, like Smoke Monday. That
who doesn't?
We got to draft this guy just because of his name.
Yeah.
The exactly. only reason. I was looking for a name. I missed him somehow. And
your Divine Diablo of this year.
Yeah. We talked about him in our safety one, but he is, I think that like truly, and I don't even know if he plays safety NFL. He might be like outside linebacker, like that plays exclusively on like first down as like kind of a run stopping linebacker.
Smoke Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. Or a blitzer like that type of guy. I think his coverage skills are not what he would be drafted for. That just based on what I've watched, because I, you know, Auburn's on a lot, and then
a run stuffing first down line, a one down linebacker.
That's a thing. First and second down linebacker.
It is a thing. Yeah, absolutely.
I know, but it's just funny. From a safety to a first.
Yeah, I mean, he would have to add mass if he was going to play that position. He just because he's 207, 6'1" and a half. But I mean, he is the toughness that you want on your team. At the very least, a special teams guy. So if you're going to core special teams guy in the sixth round, that's not.
Yeah. Sure.
That's still a win. That's a big win.
He'd be big, fast, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So Red Dog, I like it. I'll go with mine really quick. JoJo Demon, a linebacker out of Nebraska. Are you familiar at all?
It's not. How did you say it? That's not how you say it.
Doman?
How's it spelled?
D-O-M-A-N-N. Doman? Johansson JoJo Doman.
Doman.
Out of Nebraska. 6'1", 230. He's almost 25, so he's definitely on the older side. But I think he has the length you need to play the linebacker. Good tackling. I think he could be like used as a rotational linebacker at the very least, and that's all you could hope for, kind of, in the sixth round. And I do think the Lions maybe throw an extra dart at the board, in terms of linebacker. That's kind of how I landed on this one, more so than anything. And he was my favorite of the linebackers remaining, so this was kind of a need pick for me. But I went with defense again, very defensive. UJ.
Picking offensive player.
Okay,
yeah, pick Calvin Austin, wide receiver.
Yeah, you kind of said it right at this point in the draft. I mean, maybe not to Holmes and these guys, but to us prognosticators, we are kind of throwing darts at this point. And so I went with, I think you want to keep fresh blood in the offensive line room. So I'm going with Logan Bruss, offensive tackle from Wisconsin. He played tackle in college, but they project him mainly as a guard, and they think as a guard he'd be very solid, decent pass protector, and a really solid run blocker. He doesn't like jump off the page at you for any reason at all, but just comparing him to some other guys, he seems pretty good. And I think you want to keep some fresh blood in that O-line room, you know. And so I think we're gonna go there. I'm going with the offensive tackle. I think at some point in this draft, probably toward the end, I think we're going to be adding some O-line somewhere. So sixth or seventh, or six. Well, we don't have a seventh round, but at the end here, I think we're going to be looking for some kind of O-line help here. So I'm going with it.
All right.
My mock. It's my mock, damn it. I can go whatever I want.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. All right. And did I mention Connor and Bob's?
Nope.
All right. Let me pull it up here. So Connor at pick 181 with Xander Horvath, a running back out of Purdue. Big running back who can play fullback if needed. All right. All right. We can roll
with
that.
Tough dude. Tough dude, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was Bob's. Bob's pick. Sorry. Confusing it. Bob went with Xander Horvath.
Like
Connor went with Marquise Bell, a safety out of Florida A&M. Hmm? So those are their two picks. Now let's go to the last pick. Pick 217.
Okay.
Pick 217. So Connor went with Jake Ferguson in the last
Wow. Wow, that's funny. Three guys went with Jake Ferguson.
All
at different totally
three,
different
five,
spots.
And seven. So
wow.
All over. If we land on him, you know, I will say this. We a few of us I think picked Imani Awuorier to go to Lions a few years ago, and that came to fruition in the later rounds here. Yeah. So
right.
We could zero in on a guy. We definitely have some sort of track record with it. And then Bob went with Connor Hayward, the tight end out of Michigan State, at a position in need. That's all he said. In state competition, a position in need.
Yeah.
So to wrap it up, Rut Dog, what did you end the draft with?
All right. So UJ's going to like this pick. You know, I think he'll be there. And, you know, it's at this point in the draft, there's hard to get excited about much, but I'm gonna go with Bailey Zappe here, and I at this juncture I'd be very excited about taking a flyer on him to get rid of, you know, Boyle and stuff and give us something new, some new blood there. All that success, right, UJ?
Yeah, no, I don't think he's gonna go that far down.
I know.
I mean, he's obviously, I don't think he'll go first, second, maybe not even third, but I don't know.
Some people think he won't get drafted.
That just blows me away that people think that, what he did in college. So I don't know. We'll see, though. But I like it. If we got him there, I'd be even happier. So.
All right.
If we got him there, though, he could really match the Tom Brady mold because he's a sixth round.
Exactly.
Think about it.
I was thinking better about it.
I mean, do you think Zappe will be there in the seventh?
I don't think this isn't the seventh.
What about Jack Cohn? Yeah, this is. Oh, this is a. Yeah, you're right.
Six round.
Sorry.
That's what I'm saying. I think he'll be there by this point. I don't think he'll be going undrafted necessarily, but he might. I don't know. I'm just saying. I think he might be there by this pick. Is that six?
Right. You were saying Jack Cohn, though. I'm not opposed to that either.
Ooh,
I mean,
don't hate that either.
With the 217 pick, I would not be opposed to Jack Cohn. You know, I think he's got some good NFL potential. So, at that point, I wouldn't mind that.
All right, UJ, what'd you roll with?
I went with the running back, Zamir White, out of Georgia.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah, this guy had two ACL operations in college, so he's got that out of the way. You know what I mean? Like, he's not come to the NFL, blow his ACLs out. And he's already had it done. He's got him fixed. Now he's like Bionic Man. And he, you know, 6 foot 214, kind of a big, tough, tough runner. You know, let's let him compete for that in that running back room, because never hurts to throw some fresh blood in there, man. Let these guys get too comfortable. So, I'm going to take a flyer on this guy. Tough guy. Played for a good team. So, let's give him a shot, man.
All right. I like it. I like the Lions targeting a running back. Not bad at all. I do think they need one more.
New blood at running backs, always worth an investment.
Yes.
I mean, you see too many times these late round flyer running backs make impacts on their teams as rookies and stuff. Like, is that young something new?
I can't think. We can't let DeAndre Swift get comfortable. We just can't. Like, he hasn't been able to stay healthy. Okay,
right.
He's a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant player when he's healthy. But
we try to get
he just hasn't been able to stay that way.
I think a couple of running backs interesting. I mean, someone who was it? Connor, Bob, one with Hassan Haskins. I don't hate that one if he fell to us in the six.
No.
Didn't do a 40, but 6'1", 228, so a bigger guy. Yeah. Jerome Ford is another interesting name, too, out of Cincinnati. 5'10", 210.
Yeah, he's one I thought about. He's one I thought about.
Yeah, so I, that point. I thought about it as well, UJ. And
you know,
I went to Hassan Haskins here, this is my last pick.
All right.
But he could go in the fifth round. He might be gone by this time. So in that case, I think Lyon should target one here. Jerome Ford maybe as well. That's why I mentioned him. But UJ, I'm so disappointed in you. I really thought you would go with the best name in the draft, and you didn't do it.
I didn't do it. Smoke Monday. Smoke Monday?
No. I have a better one than Smoke Monday.
Better one than Smoke Monday? What is it, Big Z?
All right. So, he is a center out of Appalachian State. He's 297, 5.140 yard. His name is Bear Hunter.
Oh!
No way! I don't believe you.
Oh, that's a great one.
Bear Hunter.
Oh my God.
I don't think it gets better than that.
You have to draft him.
As an interior lineman.
I want to change my top overall pick.
We got to draft him. We have to draft him.
It's B-A-E-R. So he switched it up, you know, just.
Well, he's from Appalachia. He doesn't know how to spell. Come on.
But just a fantastic name. I just wanted to make sure he was mentioned.
That was a good one. Another good one. God. Man, good job on that, Z. Jeez, that was a good one.
Well, I give credit to The Athletic. I was listening to Dane Brugler on The Athletic and on his podcast, and he mentioned at the end of his podcast his best name in the draft. So I just wanted to make sure.
Sorry, I have to
pass it on.
Yeah, Bailey Zappi.
We'd have to play him against the Bears, right? I mean, you'd have to. Just like throw him out there because.
Yeah, he's never played defense. He's a center, but just throw him on the defense. It's in his blood already.
You just get
it. I mean, they're in the division, Bear right? Hunter. So they use it for two games a year.
Yeah, two games a year. Bear Hunter. Oh, my God. We could really
throw him on the field on offense and defense.
Could really milk that position. One.
Ah, so.
I love it. I love it.
So,
Bear Hunter.
UJ, can you recap your draft for me, please?
Yeah, real quick. I had Aiden Hutchinson at 2, Christian Watson at 32. What's his name? Taylor.
I don't know. You did draft.
No, because it was a late change of mind. One.
Which one? You have Hutchinson?
Corey Anderson?
Yeah. Anderson. I'm sorry. Troy Anderson. Oh, my God.
Reap, start Anderson. From the top.
Okay, Aiden Hutchinson.
Thank you.
32, Christian Watson. Right. 34, Troy Anderson. 66, Jalen Petrie, safety out of Baylor. 97, Jake Ferguson, tight end, Wisconsin. At 177, the fifth round, Bailey Zappi, quarterback, Kentucky, Western Kentucky. The sixth round, 181, Logan Bruss, offensive tackle, Wisconsin. 217, Zamir White, running back out of Georgia.
All right, Rud Dog.
I've got number 2, Aiden Hutchinson. Number 32, Treylon Burke. Number 34, Troy Anderson. Number 66, Tariq Woolen. Number 97, Alec Pierce. Number 177, Leo Chanel. And 188, Smoke Monday. 217, Bailey Zappi.
All right. Then we got Connors, Trayvon Walker at pick 2, Nakobe Dean out of Georgia at 32, Louis Seen out of Georgia at 34, Christian Watson at 66. From North Dakota State. Marcus Jones, the cornerback out of Houston at pick 97. Pick 177 is Hassan Haskins, running back out of Michigan. Then pick 181, Marquise Bell out of Florida A&M, the safety. And then Jake Ferguson at pick 217, tight end of Wisconsin. Then we have Bobs, number 2, Aiden Hutchinson. Number 32, Dax Hill, the safety out of Michigan. Number 34, Christian Watson from North Dakota State, popular name on this one. Then 66, Christian Harris out of Alabama. Monteric Brown from Arkansas, the cornerback at pick 97. And then Terrell Barnard, linebacker out of Baylor for 177. Then at pick 181, Xander Horvath, the running back out of Purdue. And at pick 217, Connor Hayward, the tight end of Michigan State. And then mine was Aiden Hutchinson out of Michigan, obviously. Arnold Ibukiti. The edge rusher out of Penn State. Loading up on that D-line, baby. We're going to stick with defense. Quay Walker, linebacker out of Georgia. Then safety, Nick Cross. super athletic safety out of Maryland. Then Calvin Austin, wide receiver out of Memphis, super speedy little man. Then at pick 177, Jake Ferguson. Then 181, JoJo Duman, or Doman, however you want to say it. He'll earn the right for us to say his name correctly after we draft him. And then pick 217, Jerome Ford, or I'm sorry, Hassan Haskins out of Michigan, not Jerome Ford. Jerome Ford would be the other one. He didn't. But all right, so there's our final mock draft.
Yeah.
We did it. We did it. One of us is going to be right. One of us is going to be right. That's how it works.
Yeah.
So, gentlemen, we went through it.
As always, this is just one of our more really fun podcasts that we do.
We're already at the hour mark, so we can start wrapping it up here. But before we do, just want to let everybody know, Thursday, starting at 7 o'clock-ish, go to our YouTube page, subscribe so you're aware. Otherwise, go to our social media pages, Instagram, Drinking the Blue Kool-Aid, Twitter, at Drinking Lions, and you will find a link for our live stream of the of the NFL draft, the first round. We're going to be reacting to everything, live reactions, the entire night of the draft, since the Lions are at the very beginning and at the very end. So we're going to be fully in tune for 4 straight hours or however long the hell long it is. It's a long night, but we'll be drinking some Kool-Aid. It'll be a good night. Hopefully it pushes the Lions in the right direction for many Super Bowls to come.
You don't want to watch with those ESPN guys and stuff anyway. Like, you want to watch it with us. Why don't you watch it with a bunch of Lions fans?
So what? Yeah, well, special guest, our producer Kid Jay, has set up an awesome live stream. It's not just going to be like, it's not going to look like a Zoom chat. We're going to have, you know, highlight clips and everything like that ready to go. Reactions from, you know, many people. So please tune in, share it amongst the other Blue Kool-Aid drinkers. We'd really appreciate it. And we want to see everybody there so we can see your comments, get your thoughts on what the Lions are doing. We didn't discuss any trades in this mock draft. I think that's just too crazy. It gets too crazy to do that for a final mock draft. But otherwise, gentlemen, we did it. And I'm really excited for Thursday, especially for the live stream. I think KJ's got
awesome
set up. And
Can't wait. Hey, I got a question just for you two, but also for, you know, the listeners to, you know, answer in the comments. What was your favorite pick out of all of our mock drafts?
And what was your least favorite pick?
Yeah, and your least favorite pick. Go, you first, Big Z.
Out of all of ours? Oh, I mean, if we get Hutchinson, that's the dream from the beginning of this process. Right? Is that too easy?
Win, draft over.
The dream, baby.
All right, least favorite.
I mean, out of all of ours, I think Jake Ferguson in third round is the stock. No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Was that third round?
Oh, he had him in the third round, I think. Oh, no way. Please, no.
All right,
you
UJ,
had to pick 97, right, UJ?
Oh, yeah, it was 97.
Yeah, I had him 97.
Yeah, that's the third round. Please, no.
What was my worst pick? I don't know. The worst?
No, out of any of ours.
No, all of ours. What was your favorite of all of our mock drafts? And what was your least favorite of all of our mock drafts?
Okay. My favorite is Troy Anderson.
Let's go.
Why not?
No.
All right, what's your least favorite out of all of ours?
There were a lot of good picks. Man.
It doesn't have to be yours. It can be anywhere.
No, it's going to be one of yours, Z. I'm just going to go with one of yours. I don't know, but it's got to be one of yours because you make fun of my picks all the time. So,
I mean, I'll tell you the one that I had the most trouble with picking. That was Arnold Ibukiti, the edge rusher out of Penn State at 32.
I actually don't mind that pick, though.
That was just the one I struggled most with because we could
I know. Well, remind me who your picks were again because you had
Hutchinson, Ibukiti, Quay Walker at 34, Nick Cross, the safety at 66.
Quay Walker.
Okay.
That's my guy. No, he's a good player and all that.
But he's no Troy Anderson.
No. Oh, hell no. But no, he's a good player. I don't want to downplay the guy. He's good. I'm just going to say that. Because I have nothing better to say right now.
Let's wrap it up here. So again, Instagram at Drinking Blue Kool-Aid, Twitter at Drinking Lions. Please follow us on there, especially for all our drafts. Oh, wait. Rud Dog, did you want to say yours?
Well, yeah.
Okay. You just asked for us to.
Well, I don't know.
Go. Yeah. What was your favorite and what's your least favorite?
Someone out there maybe wants.
What was your favorite and what's your least favorite?
Yeah. I'd say probably if Christian Watson falls to the third round for us to get there,
yeah,
for Connor's mock draft was probably my favorite.
That would be great. I'd be all for that for sure.
And my least favorite is probably my pick, actually, of Treylon Burks at the end of the first round.
Hmm.
I'm not that sold on it. I think yours is probably better. I don't know. Yeah, a talented edge rusher or linebacker would probably be better.
I like that you pick your own as the
Watson
worst.
Better. Yeah.
That's good.
Very humble.
Even Watson.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, boy.
All right. Yeah. Definitely let us know in the comments on our Instagram. I'm going to mention for the third and last time, Drinking Blue Kool-Aid, Twitter at Drinking Lions. Let us know your thoughts. Give us your biograph too. Send us a picture. I'm sure you guys, a lot of listeners have done it on your own. Love to see it. Please leave a review on Apple, Spotify, where you get your podcasts. Please download and subscribe as well. Always appreciate any of that feedback. Always greatly appreciated. Otherwise, thank you to SidelineReport.com for hosting this podcast. Always greatly appreciate that. And thank you to our producer, Kid J. Thank you so much. Otherwise, it's time for us to go. We will see you 7:00 Central.
Draft night.
On the live stream, again, that's on YouTube. It's Drinking Blue Kool-Aid. That's our YouTube channel, which we're just building. So there's not too many videos on there. Don't worry. We're building it. And then
you
that's
can
what
help
we'll
build it.
Yeah, there you go. And we'll have the live stream on there. And we'll have a great Thursday night and a great weekend, too. So, again, thank you, everybody. This has been our final mock drafts, and we'll see how we did Thursday night.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. And last but not least, as always, go!
Go!
Lions! Forward down the field, a charging team that will not yield. And when the blue and silver wave, stand and cheer the brave. Rock, rock, rock! Go hard, win the game. With honor, you will keep your fame. Down the field and gain a Lions victory.
Go!
Go.
Credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.